A new documentary about Arizona's senior senator premiered yesterday on HBO. John McCain, For Whom the Bell Tolls, is a profile of the 81-year-old McCain and includes interviews with family, friends, political opponents, and McCain himself.
I'm confident and I'm happy and I'm very grateful for the life I've been able to lead, and I greet the future with joy.
The film's title is a reference to McCain's favorite book. And joining me to talk about it is Peter Kuhnhart. He, along with his sons Teddy and George, is a director and producer of the documentary. And Peter, let me ask you first, why make this movie? What was the impetus?
Well, when it was reported that John McCain had brain cancer, my son Teddy proposed instantly that we do the film. We had done a similar film on Teddy Kennedy right after it was announced that he was diagnosed with the same brain cancer. And we kind of rushed that film through to complete it in Teddy's lifetime. And we had the same feeling about John McCain. We wanted to jump right on it and get it done while John was still around and could see it and be part of it. So we proposed it to HBO. HBO gave us an instant green light. And within 3 weeks of his announcing he had brain cancer, we were sitting with him in Sedona and having great conversations with him.
Did it take a lot of convincing on your part to get Senator McCain to agree to do this?
No, I think the fact that we had done his great friend Ted Kennedy as the other lion of the Senate convinced him that this was something he should and wanted to do. So very little convincing. In fact, John was the one who pushed us to do it quickly before his health grew worse. So he really pushed us right along.
Based on the work that you did on Teddy Kennedy, what similarities and differences have you noticed about maybe how the two of them reacted to their diagnosis or have tried to live their lives with the diagnosis?
I think they reacted in very similar ways, which was, I'm going to push forward. I'm not going to look back. I've had a great and exciting and fulfilling life, and I'm going to live it as long as I can. I think it was a little easier for Teddy Kennedy to continue work because he lived so close. It's harder for John McCain out in Arizona.
When you talk to people who have worked with John McCain, you kind of get the sense that he's not loving the fact that he is in Arizona and not in the Senate. And as you say, he's still, you know, doing work while he's here, but it's not the same as being sort of in the room in the Senate. Did he talk about that at all, about maybe some frustration about having to do his work from here and not being able to be maybe as fully engaged as he would like to be?
Well, when we spoke with him, we had two lengthy sessions with him, one in Arizona, one in D.C. And the first was in August of last year, and the second was in September, October of last year. We haven't seen John since then, except for the fact that my son, Teddy, took the finished film out to him 2 weeks ago and showed it to him. So when we were seeing John McCain, he was still active in Washington. He was still going back and forth. He was trying to figure out his medical treatments at the same time as figuring out how he was going to continue to work. I do know that he's stayed very engaged and plugged in with what's going on, and, you know, has offered his comments as news broke on the East Coast.
What was it like for your son to watch the movie with him?
You know, he said it was extremely emotional. It was right after John had intestinal surgery in Phoenix, and Teddy waited a couple of hours in the hospital lobby, and John was woke up and was ready to see him, and he screened it and was quite silent during most of it. And at the very end, he smiled and he reached over and he held Teddy's hand and he said, "Thank you very much. You nailed it." So, I mean, Teddy kind of welled up feeling tears in his eyes, but he said it was a surreal experience to be sitting there with John McCain, watching John McCain watch his story. Very emotional.
Now, the documentary doesn't really gloss over some of the controversial or less than shiny moments in Senator McCain's life. What was it like talking to him about some of those things? And what was it like maybe for your son watching? It seems like it might have been a little bit uncomfortable, some of that stuff, to be sitting next to John McCain watching some less than ideal moments of his life.
You know, you would think it would be, but it was John McCain who said to us, I want to do this warts and all. I've learned more from my mistakes and from my missteps than I have from the things I've done right. So from day one, he encouraged us to explore those mistakes that he's learned from. So there was no tiptoeing around all the different political moments where he made a decision that he later regretted and then apologized for it and tried to do right by it. So that's a very refreshing type of politician. We were very struck by that, and we were, I think, part of his heroism is his honesty and his willingness to say, I've made a mistake and I want to correct it.
Given the amount of time you have spent with John McCain and the research that you have done into his life, when all is said and done, what do you make of his legacy, both in the U.S. Senate and maybe sort of in the broader sense?
You know, one of the things that I walked away from this experience was just liking John McCain. He's a very decent, normal, down-to-earth, head-on-his-shoulders guy. He's the kind of guy you like to spend time with. And I think when we went out and interviewed his political allies and opponents, I mean, so we interviewed George Bush, who ran against him as in the presidential campaign, and President Obama. And McCain took no negative baggage away from those experiences. They were harshly fought fights, and yet he's remained friends with these people and many Democrats and many Republicans. So I think the concept that he can separate his political beliefs from his friendships and he can move on from a negative experience to a positive experience was what made him so successful in the Senate. Here he's got this reputation as being tough and on his own and independent, but the fact is he's had many collaborations with people across the aisle that have led to successful legislation. And I think his final message for America is we've got to get back to working together and stop name-calling and going against each other just for the sake of fighting. He's calling out for normal order again.
All right. Well, Peter, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Peter Coonhart is one of the producers and directors of the new documentary, John McCain, For Whom the Bell Tolls.